This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission provides election symbols to political parties for March 5th House of Representatives election. CPN-UML accelerates preparations for 11th General Convention, scheduled to elect new Central Committee through closed session on December 14th and 15th. 17th National Human Rights Convention kicks off today. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial vows human rights protection, institutionalizing democracy, and UN faces brutal choices as it launches 2026 aid appeal. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has allocated the election symbols to the political parties that have registered with it for the House of Representatives elections slated for the 5th of March in 2026. 120 political parties had applied to participate in the House of Representatives elections. According to the Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, 102 political parties have been joined with separate election symbols. Joint election symbols have been provided to 12 political parties which applied to jointly participate in the election. A total of 143 political parties are registered with the Commission. The number of parties participating in the election is 114. A total of 107 election symbols will be used for the election. The preparations have been accelerated for the 11th General Convention of the CPN-UML. Mohesh Basnet, a member of the Politburo of the CPN-UML, said the construction of structures has been speeded up with 5 days left for the inauguration of the General Convention. He said that around 500,000 people are expected to participate in the program on the inauguration day. Around 2,500 delegates will participate in the General Convention. Party Chairman K.P. Sharma will inaugurate the General Convention starting with the inaugural session at 12 noon on 11th of November and will elect a new Central Committee through a closed session and election as Prakriti Mandap on the 14th and 15th of December. Meanwhile, Senior Vice President of the CPN-UML, Ishwar Pokhrel, has submitted his concept paper in the context of the party's 11th National General Convention. He submitted the paper through the party's General Secretary, Shankar Pokhrel. At the UML Central Office in Chasal of Lalitpur, Senior Vice President Pokhrel handed over the concept paper written to Chairman Oli. The 17th National Human Rights Convention has kicked off in Lalitpur today. The week-long event has been organized in a bid to localize the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and ensure greater accountability from the government and concerned authorities. Meanwhile, addressing the convention, coordinated by Women for Human Rights Single Women's Group today, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial said the government is committed to protecting human rights and institutionalizing democracy. He added that the government is devoted to policy reform to ensure corruption-free system. On the occasion, NHRC Chairman Tapa Bahadur Magar viewed people's trust in NHRC was decreasing as its recommendations were not implemented. He drew Home Minister's attention that protection of human rights would be eclipsed once corruption could thrive. The event is organized in collaboration with 125 organizations working in the sector of human rights and social justice. The Home Ministry has instructed the district administration officers to create a record of 45 Gen Z protesters who tragically lost their lives during the demonstrations. Today, the ministry disseminated a circular to all 77 district administration offices mandating that the list be kept at the chief district officer's office within 3 days. The ministry said Home Minister Om Prakash Arial made a ministerial decision today regarding this initiative. Among those who died during the protests on the 8th and 9th of September, 45 individuals have been officially acknowledged as martyrs by the government. The announcement concerning the martyr declaration was published in the Nepal Gazette on November 3rd. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said menstruation is a very natural and a biological process and a state of respect, but unfortunately it has been a tool or means of silence, stigma, shyness, shame and discrimination, extending her best wishes to all women, girls, those working in the area of dignified menstruation, health professionals and the stakeholders concerned on the occasion of dignified menstruation day today. She called for the dignity of all menstruators. The Prime Minister also expressed the government's commitment to establishing menstruation as a matter of dignity, equality and a human rights agenda. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन, नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharial has inspected the Nakhu based Ansel office today. Ansel chairperson Satish Lal Acharya and Chief Executive Officer Michael Foley briefed Minister Kharial about the losses caused during the Gen Z protest. The Ansel has been providing its service from Nakhu based office after its central office located at Loinchor was vandalized, looted and torched during the Gen Z protest on the 8th and 9th of September, stating that the Ansel had to bear a huge loss of property during the Gen Z protest. Minister Kharial said the government was ready to provide possible support to the telecom company. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The United Nations has launched its 2026 appeal for aid by asking for just half the amount it says it needs, despite humanitarian needs globally being at an all-time high. According to Al Jazeera, the international institutions appealed for $23 billion on Monday, while acknowledging that due to a plunge in donor funding, the figure would shut out tens of millions of people in urgent need of help. The UN had originally shot $47 billion for 2025, but later revised the figure as aid cuts by the new administration in the United States and followed by other major Western donors, including Germany, became clear. By November, it had received just $12 billion, the lowest in a decade, covering just more than a quarter of its stated needs, leading it to prioritize only the most desperate. The UN said the situation remains desperate amid increased instability and conflict across the globe. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will hold talks in London today with Prime Minister Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. According to the BBC, the leaders will discuss the latest peace plan aimed at ending the war in Ukraine, drafted during talks between Ukrainian and US officials in Florida last week. On Sunday night, Donald Trump claimed Zelensky's negotiators loved the latest plan. He said he was a little bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal that was as of a few hours ago. As Trump made his comments, Zelensky said he would be briefed by his negotiators, adding some issues can only be discussed in person. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and mainly fair in the remaining region. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall in one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission provides election symbols to political parties for March 5th House of Representatives election. CPN-UML accelerates preparations for 11th General Convention, scheduled to elect new Central Committee through closed session on December 14th and 15th. 17th National Human Rights Convention kicks off today. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial vows human rights protection, institutionalizing democracy, and UN faces brutal choices as it launches 2026 aid appeal. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.